Oh, hello there. I'm Melinda Catherine Gross.
And I'm Michael Nixon.
And we like to talk about murder.
Well, you like to talk about murder, fictional murder, a lot, whether anybody wants you to or not.
That's right. And Michael doesn't talk about murder nearly enough. So I would like to invite you all to join us as we explore the material of our favorite monster.
Hannibal Lecter. Yes, each week we will be discussing and dissecting the film and TV appearances of Thomas Harris's infamous serial killer, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Mostly, I'm going to try to get Michael to eat people.
I won't.
You will.
I might, but there's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Having a Friend for Dinner, available on duelinggenre.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, bon appetit.
Ooh.
Dueling Genre.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we write a poem to Rocky II, one forced rhyming word at a time. I'm Doug.
I'm Jason.
And Alex and Jake. Welcome back, fellas.
Haiku!
Excuse me.
I'm going to have to cut out a sneeze now.
Well, I said haiku, but you didn't catch it.
There once was a man from Nantucket who's, you know, it was law.
Got his foot stuck in a bucket.
He said, if.
He opened his mouth wide, and as he put it inside, he said, oh, never mind.
Quit reading from 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, today we're knocking out minute 83, which begins with more reading and ends with first date. So her giant head comes into frame here. Does anybody else find that, like, forced perspective here, like, a little crazy?
It is a very intimate shot, yeah.
It's very close.
She's having a very Wizard of Oz moment right now. Just a big, giant head.
It's like, yeah, it's very, like, the perspective makes Rocky look like a tiny person compared to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like those old photographs where, like, you have, like, the picture of the people and then, like, the floating heads.
Oh, my God. Those were big in the 80s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, do you have any of those? You should post those.
Somewhere in my mom's house, I bet I do.
Sorry, I keep cutting Alex off.
I'm thinking, based on context clues, we were discussing this earlier in the week, that she's not in here all that long, I don't think. Like, overnight, a day at most. Because, like, obviously he's still wearing the same clothes, we can see.
Yeah.
Mick appears to be wearing the same clothes as well.
Right.
It doesn't look like his, you know, deodorant is completely failing him. And her hair does not look, you know, terribly gross and matted, so.
Well, the way I read it is every, you know, combination of hospital room scene to chapel scene is one day. And then they go back to the hospital room to the chapel, that's another day.
Rocky just has three pairs of the same shirt.
I don't think he's gone home.
Or he left.
Yeah.
He might not have.
He goes to the chapel when the nurse throws him out after the visiting hours are over. And also, I learned a thing from the Real Jaws Minute fellers that when there's a dissolve from when there's not like a rough cut between scenes, when there's a dissolve to the next scene, it indicates a passage of time. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's just bouncing from, you know, hospital room to chapel and back. Like, in the same day, it's like over time it's just happening.
And it's only if one thing out of a Rocky movie you can always, count on. It's a good montage.
Yeah. Even if it's reading a book and going to the chapel montage. A montage is a montage.
So that means he's been subsisting on hospital food now for several days. I guess his diet has not really improved.
I don't even think he's eating. I think he's so distraught. I don't know how Mickey's still alive.
In general or because of this?
I think Mickey just like goes to the cafeteria and they think he's a patient because he looks old enough. And they just give him free food.
Have you seen my ear? Look at my ear. Of course I'm a patient.
I can't understand what you're saying. You look at my cauliflower ear, it's actually a tumor.
Look at me, I'm old. I'm in a hospital. I'm going to eat lightning and crap uncontrollably.
Did you see that penguin walk by? It all depends. It all depends.
Poop jokes.
You know.
The glass IV bottle was very, very little interesting kind of detail. I mean, it was relevant for the time.
Literally, it looks like you flipped over like a milk jug, like a glass milk bottle, and just put water in it.
It might have been. Germs didn't exist back then.
I read on like when they made the switch over to plastic IV bags. It actually, the switchover came in the early 70s, but the glass bottle companies were holding on tight. And there was like a glass bottle plastic bag war between 76 and 80. Mm. But
whoever wins, we lose.
Well, by 1980, all the glass bottles were gone.
Well, they were just trying to see things as half full and half empty, and it just didn't work out in their situation.
No. It's like a Sneetches situation. One's with the stars and one's without them. No? Sneetches? Dr. Seuss? Anyone? Anyone?
I do not care for your reference. I do not care for it here or there. I do not care for it anywhere.
It's, the glass bottle plastic bag wars. All right.
Okay, Doug.
I'm going to cut that one out.
Nope.
Boom, nope, like it never happened.
Don't laugh. Nobody laugh. He'll steal it and he'll put it under those references.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was laughing more at Alex than it was you.
I know, but when we hear this episode, it's going to sound like you were laughing at me.
Ah, yes. What a funny joke you made there, Douglas. That thing that you said was so funny.
It was so punny, I forgot to laugh.
Wow.
He's back. From this angle, like the chapel does seem small, but it still seems big for a church chapel.
I don't think it's the whole... Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple of rows there, but it's just the altar and the area behind the altar that's extravagant. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is very modest.
It might be because it's a Catholic hospital.
Yeah, it looks about the size of... I went to a Catholic high school. That looks like about the size of our chapel there. You had enough room to fit like a class's worth of people in.
Hmm.
You know.
Was it ornate like that, though? Like the altar area?
Not... It was... Yeah, it wasn't quite as ornate, but it was nice. It was... You would have done God proud.
I haven't spent enough time in hospitals to, like, have the need to visit a chapel. But I've walked past the chapel when my wife was giving birth, and it was like probably the size of the room me and Jay are sitting in right now, mm-hmm. with like two pews and like a little table for an altar and a cross. That was it. A non-denominational cross.
Ooh. Well, yeah, because usually they're not there to handle, you know, a full-scale service. They're there to handle like, hey, a couple people need to go talk to Jesus or whatever it is you do in a chapel.
Yeah, or whatever version of God you believe in. Yeah. Another dissolve to Adrian's room.
Passage of time.
Oh, so the passage that he reads here, I actually found this exact passage about Olga Buck Mason. This is from chapter 1. Who is Buck Mason in the Deputy Sheriff of Comanche County? Some more thrilling information about that book.
So maybe that book was just in his coat. That's why he's reading that book in particular, is because he just happened to have it on him. Because if he's going back to chapter 1, that means he's finished the book and he's looping back around.
This is chapter 21?
Oh, you said... must have cut out.
Yeah, 21. But, you know, another curious thing I'm going to ask is, if he hasn't left the hospital... Since she went in, how did he get his hands on the book? Maybe he does carry it around with him.
Maybe it was in his pocket, yeah.
He keeps that in just a ball.
Or the hospital has a library and he found a copy of the book there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know many hospitals that have libraries.
Not necessarily libraries explicitly, but I've seen hospitals that have like a couple of books that patients can take out and read.
And this hospital happens to have the exact book that he was reading in bed with his wife?
Why not?
It's a movie.
Apparently, Edgar Rice Burroughs, very popular in Philadelphia.
It's a movie where he takes a couple hundred punches from a heavyweight boxer and is not dead at the end of it. This is what strains credulity to you? The fact that there are multiple copies of an Edgar Rice Burroughs book in the world?
I could suspend disbelief on a lot of things, Alex, but this is just ridiculous. So Rocky's holding a legal pad of sorts. And what's he doing here, Jay?
He's writing his poem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's daytime, too. It's the next day.
Jay, do you write poetry?
Not anymore. I have been known to write a nice poem in the past, though, to some ladies, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't written anything in a while.
Well, you'll have to compose something.
Am I in the right minute? What minute are we doing right now?
83.
I'm in the wrong minute. I might watch
you're a really swell girl. I'm a really big fan of your boobies. Would you come with me on a lovely date and we'll go sit at the movies?
I actually tried to write, like, to come up with a Rocky Adrian type of poem, but I thought about for about 3 minutes and
yeah,
it was,
you know, born in Philadelphia, born and raised on the docks where I spend most of my days, you know, relaxing, collecting debts, thinking I was cool.
Collecting debts.
Chilling out, maxing, breaking some legs, collecting debts from a couple of dregs.
Were you singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song in the beginning?
He was.
just slightly tilted
to
Will Rocky.
Smith is my movie, not this movie. Come on.
Yeah, get your head right.
I'm sorry.
Before we get to the poem, we know that Adrian is in a coma here. We know that patients in comas are usually hooked up to machines. And Adrian is hooked up to no machines.
No machines.
Some of the popular, yeah, we're here, folks. Some of the more common machines are an arterial line, a catheter, an electrocardiogram, an intracranial pressure monitor, intravenous IV, which we found she is hooked up to, a nasogastric tube.
She doesn't have that.
Percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy tube, a respirator or ventilator, or a tracheotomy tube. Oh. So she has none of them. Well, she has the IV, and that's it. Yeah.
I do feel the need to point out that one of those devices is also called the ICP monitor. F***ing magnets. How do they work?
As
you were. Back to the less stupid things.
I there was probably a reference to something that I'm not getting, Alex. I apologize.
No, it's all right. You are well, and you are well within your right to not get an Insane Clown Posse reference. That's okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't juggalo that one very well, but I got it.
Jesus. I see what you did there. I was just clowning around.
Oh, man.
It's all right. I'll make up for it, I swear.
Yeah, I feel like it just doesn't quite fit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we all float down here, but it's okay.
Yeah. I'm just gonna let him keep going.
Hey, you don't need to be a bozo here, bud, but come on.
No, that's the material's getting a little crusty, a little stale. So all these medical devices. She just appears to be hooked up to an IV.
That's it.
That's about it.
Yeah, so I mean, if she's hooked up to an IV, then she has to be hooked up to a catheter. Otherwise, she is pissing herself.
Yes. All right. So we'll give him the catheter. Yeah. They don't show the catheter, but we'll give it to him.
But she gets knocked down. You know, maybe she's just pissing the night away. You don't know.
Yeah. She'll get back up again.
Yeah, I think she will. Just like Rocky
does.
That is
kind of the it's the defining trait of Rocky is you'll never keep him down.
Chumbawamba reference.
Jesus. You know, maybe this really isn't a very good hospital because they have no machines. Are we sure this is like a Catholic hospital and not like a Christian Science hospital?
Oh, they're doing experiments?
No. Christian Science basically is they don't believe in medicine. I'm sort of bastardizing it, but you are healed through the power of prayer.
Yes.
So
yes.
Medical technology is not, you know, somewhat verboten.
I like my theory that they're doing experiments on her.
That's fair. That also may be, yeah. Yes. Yes, Mr. Balboa. She is in a coma right now. Huh.
They have her brain in another room. He's reading to her empty head.
Can we sneak the brain back in when he's in the chapel?
And it's like, we have to get that half of her liver, her kidney, and her one lung into that other guy.
Pick up her feet so we can get her in the bathtub. What the... full of ice.
This is not a Frankenstein experiment. Foul blew her. Get all the other parts.
I got one.
What the hell are we doing?
She's about to read the poem.
I don't have the poem anymore. I thought we were done with those minutes.
Well, it's kind of sad that the poem is cut off halfway. I mean, Jay likes the poem, and yeah, it's like sweet, but I just he shoehorns words in just because they rhyme.
It's every poem.
What do you start with the rhyming word and then build a sentence around it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every poem until you sort of learn how poetry really works. Like, if I looked at most of the poems I wrote up until probably midway through high school, it was basically, I'm going to try very, very hard to make these lines rhyme. And eventually you learn, like, oh, there's rhythm that things have to have. And
Yeah. Iambic pentameter.
Yeah, you don't have one sentence that's this long and then another sentence that goes on and on and on and on and on, and then you continue and continue, and then eventually you get to a point where it doesn't sound wrong. But it rhymed.
Right. But here it's like
terrible.
He starts with remember when we were on ice skates.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, skate, I gotta rhyme with skates.
The skates eight, great bait. One is the worst rhyme there.
He could he says date later, but yeah. And I thought you were supposed to be great, shoehorn, but I kept giving you lip and you kept trying to slip so I could catch you. And that was our first date.
It's not bad, honestly.
I do like the callback to the first, the A rhyming pair.
Yeah, that's good. I will also point out I currently have a sprained wrist from an ice skating injury.
Like right now, yes. As we speak.
It was the second time I ever ice skated, and it will be the last time I ice skated.
Hey, Alex, we have something in common. The second time I went ice skating, I fell forward, and a girl skated over my hand, and I got 10 stitches.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I fell backwards, and all 230-some pounds fell right on my wrist.
How many people saw you?
Is it your right?
Everyone in the damn rink. Yeah, it's my left hand.
So we have both left-handed injuries.
Southpaw, just like Rocky.
Yeah.
I got a permanent scar on my lip from an ice skating accident where I fell on my face.
Oh.
Hey.
Well, is that what your dad told you to tell the officer?
I had to tell the hospital that.
I was ice skating.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Speaking of Southpaw, we actually do get a look at it here in this minute. I also noticed it when I was rewatching the movie. Even though Rocky he boxes left, but he apparently writes right-handed.
He signed an autograph in the hospital right-handed.
And he scribbled a little bit onto his poem right-handed.
Yeah.
He's either ambidextrous or he learned how to do things at particular ages. I know there's some professional poker player who said that she does everything right-handed except for deal cards, because she learned how to deal cards before she learned how to write. So she deals cards lefty and does like everything else right-handed.
I'm similar, where I right-handed is my strong thing. I throw, I write right-handed, but then I bat lefty, I golf lefty. But my father is even more bizarre. He's more like Rocky, where he throws lefty, he like bowls lefty, but he hits righty, and then he writes righty, which is
bizarre.
Yeah, like you throw lefty, but you write right-handed. So that, I mean, it's out there. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, the weird example, Phil Mickelson. Everyone thinks of him as lefty, but he bats right-handed when he plays baseball.
Well, what do you know?
Wow. A Jedi.
So we're going to have to get the rest of this poem next week.
Oh. Yeah, that's always a drag when scenes get split like that. It's something I'm kind of bummed about for Independence Day. I'm pretty sure the famous President Whitmore speech is it's definitely split between minutes. I think it might be split between weeks as well.
Oh, that sucks.
And I do definitely remember in Galaxy Quest, the Grabthar's hammer scene was split between weeks as well, which was a bummer.
That was. Yeah. No, I would laugh if with his speech, if it runs on, this is Arryn, and then it stops right there.
Well, wasn't And Star Wars minute, wasn't the I love you, I know scene split between two minutes?
Oh my God. That was years ago. I don't remember, but I believe you.
Yeah. I want to say it was.
I just know they had 3 weeks of pod racing to cover.
Oh my God.
That's what I call pod racing.
Well, look, they got through the worst that Star Wars has to offer, so God bless them.
They got through Jar Jar Binks.
Nothing but blue skies ahead, right?
First star on the right, straight on till morning.
That's all right. I won't pan that joke.
You would just be following the leader at that point.
I think we need to wrap it up. We're starting to peter out.
we could always tinker Bell a little long.
What I think we did in these 3 minutes is set the record for bad puns out of any show ever created.
Ever? We tried.
We talked about poems. You know, barred me from stopping all the bad puns.
Ah.
But.
All right. Well, Jake, why don't you do your plug first this time?
Yeah, I'm not averse to you going first.
Let's see if you could do this pun free.
Hey,
which Alex already failed.
That was a rhyme, and I'm okay with it. Alex rhymed for me. But no, check out the Dark Knight Minute. You know, we talk Batman and Batman related things, and you know we're giant nerds. Alex, swear to me that you'll talk about Galaxy Quest Minute.
Yeah, well, unless you think I'm too much of a joker, I am one of the Smiths of a particular podcast called Independence Day Minute. Also, Galaxy Quest Minute and Cleveland in Six Going Deep into Major League. Those are all things that have my name more or less on them. Check them out on your podcatcher of choice.
That sounded a little foreign, maybe a little alien to me, but, you know, I'll give you a face hug later.
Well, I'm just alone here in my office making puns, so.
Well, we're Rocky Minute everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Mighty Mix is our listeners group on Facebook, so join it. And I don't know, maybe you can catch some more of these puns that these fellows are throwing out here on
Mighty Mix. You know, some of our puns are a little bit expendable, but that's okay.
It's a Stallone movie, The Expendables. Get it?
It's not funny if you have to explain it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail those barn burners you were laying.
Well, we're coming out on a rocky end here, bud.
DuelingGenre.com, moviesbyminutes.com, DuelingGenre.com/support is our Patreon channel. So if you want to support Dueling Genre, keep the lights on, as they say. Otherwise, rate, subscribe, review. Is that what they subscribe, rate, review? Am I saying rate, that wrong? Review,
subscribe.
There you go.
Yeah, be the first one to, you know, get that first strike in on those rates and reviews.
You can rate, subscribe, review if you want. You don't have to do it in that order. You can be free and independent.
Yeah, it's your day.
The beauty of it. All right, well, thank you guys for for joining us for these few minutes. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yes. Glad to help you get through this one.
Yeah,
it was a slog for sure. These episodes would have been a lot shorter without those glorious puns of yours.
You're welcome.
You know, what can we say but you're welcome?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just staring at the edge of the water, you know, just thinking, and I was like, you're welcome.
What's he doing, Moana?
He is.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
That and the lube.
Yeah, you gotta warm that shit up too.
But it's not for her, it's for you.
Yeah, we get freaky like that.
I'm gonna be the middle six in the 669, you know.
Hello, I'm gonna get pegged this time.